Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
KMBZ traffic and weather together. Here's Dennis St. John.
Might get a rain or snow shower moving through this afternoon. Temperature will be in the low 40s. A few showers tonight down to about 34, but we'll get some clearing after midnight. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, a little bit warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Down to 50 and cloudy on Wednesday night. A little bit more sunshine on Thursday and a boost on our temperatures up to about 66. Cooler on Friday, partly sunny. I'm staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
36 now at KCI, 38 in Blue Springs. It's 38 at your official weather station. Still getting some reports of light snow, especially
north of the official weather station. Nobody can hear you.
Tuesday throwback to the 80s on this Halloween day.
God, what is going on in New York City?
It's very strange.
It started as shots fired, and now they're saying that this man mowed these people down on a bike path.
Yes. However.
My God, look at the bicycles.
Though, right?
Not at the moment. In fact, we're hearing from very unconfirmed sources, unconfirmed reports, that this was actually maybe a road rage incident gone bad.
My God.
Don't know yet. We're still waiting
for details. As
opposed
to a road rage incident gone good.
Well, I'm looking at...
Most people don't die during road rage.
True. Right. So. I'm looking at the photo that is just shocking is what it looks like, a sidewalk or a bike path, and there are just 6 bicycles mangled on the roadway. What is going on?
Is that a Home Depot truck? Right,
there's a Home Depot truck crash right there.
Hang on. Let's check in just for a second with ABC News in New York.
It looks like on this instant, the lanes actually did have barriers up. The West Side Highway where the bikes are and the running paths, there are actually trees, and it's a raised curb. So it would be hard for a car to get in there unless it purposefully went through right at the corner. And if it did that, it would just keep going down. And what he said, just keep hitting people as it drove down. They will definitely look into that and see maybe they need to put up the stanchions so that cars cannot get down the sidewalks, and so that they can protect the runners and the bikers.
ABC News law enforcement consultant Rich Frankel with us. Let's go back to Lower Manhattan and the scene of this deadly incident today. At least 2 people killed by a pickup truck that deliberately, according to witnesses, ran down some people. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live. Aaron, I know you're a couple of blocks away from where this actually happened, but it does seem like the area where if someone wanted to target people deliberately, there's the potential to do a lot of damage.
Well, this is a densely packed area on the highway, not only with traffic but also pedestrians. There are a number of there's a bike path, there's a jogging path, and it was packed with people. It's a nice fall day. Fairly warm. School had just let out at nearby high schools and the community college. And so this is the start of the afternoon rush. A lot of people in this area and a lot of people to get in the way of a truck that may have wanted to do damage. Now, the authorities are convinced that this is not somehow related to terrorism, but it may well have been deliberate in nature if the truck ended up jumping a curb. A number of emergency vehicles are still arriving on scene here. It is a sprawling scene this all seems to have started several blocks to the north before finally ending around Chambers Street and the West Side Highway, right across from Stuyvesant High School in the borough of Manhattan Community College. At this point, police have not confirmed much other than to say at least two people were struck and killed, and several others struck and injured.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live in Lower Manhattan, where a large area, as Aaron just reported, remains cordoned off. And you can hear the sirens behind Aaron as more enforcements go down there. However, Aaron, this situation is over. There is someone in custody. There are at least two fatalities, as you mentioned, other people injured. But there is no ongoing threat to Lower Manhattan or anyone in the city tied to this incident, right?
All right, that is coverage there from ABC News. Just to put this in perspective for everyone, those of you familiar with New York City, this is about, I want to say about 10 blocks north of the World Trade Center site on the far west side of Lower Manhattan, south of the Holland Tunnel. I'm trying to think of some other landmarks that people would recognize. Let's see here. It's north of Battery Park. Thank you, Chris. It's north of Battery Park, but Battery Park is on the far south side of Manhattan. This is north of the World Trade Center by about 10 short city blocks. So roughly Chambers Street and the highway that runs, Highway 99A that runs along the far west side of Manhattan.
Wow. You know, how bad is it that we live in a world where I hear that this isn't terrorism and I somehow feel better? I somehow feel better that this might just be an idiot maniac with a truck running people down because he was angry about bicyclists in his way. That's horrible that that's my first reaction. But, you know, when you see all of the bikes and the bodies, your first thought is, is this one of those incidents like, was it Paris where the man took the truck, Kara?
Nice France,
pardon me, and mowed down all of those poor people. God love them. My first thought was, Jesus, that's what this is going to be.
And it's still possible it might be. We don't know yet.
It's on the far southwest corner of Manhattan. I'm just going through the map here, trying to find some more sites that people would be familiar with. South of Chelsea, way south of Chelsea. It's in Lower Manhattan.
Well, we will keep our eye on that. We also have some breaking news out of Gardner-Edgerton. Check your email, Kara Markser. We'll get you more on that as soon as we get a couple things verified on that story.
All right, Dave Helling from the Kansas City Star's editorial page will be joining us in studio at 5 o'clock. There is a huge vote, and you almost can't minimize it. 1 week from today, on the future of KCI, the city will vote on whether or not to have the one terminal airport. Dave Helling from the Kansas City Star will join us in studio, give us the pros and the cons of this debate that is raging in Kansas City. We had this debate yesterday on the radio. Is it true that we won't pay anything? Or will we just not pay taxes? Is it true that we need a new airport if we want to get the new Amazon headquarters? Is it true that if we build a new airport, there will be more layovers and connecting flights in Kansas City? And why should you care? Why should you care if there are more connecting flights? Does that mean more tax money? People are going to get off a flight. They're going to buy a lunch, buy some drinks, maybe buy a gift. Why do we need a one-terminal airport? Dave Helling from the Kansas City Star editorial board joins us at 5 o'clock.
You know, when my service engine soon light came on a couple months back before I traded that car in, someone said to me, go into Christian Brothers Automotive. So I did. I checked it out. You know, they have 5 locations all over town, and you're going to love these guys and gals who own Christian Brothers Auto. They live, work, and serve right in the community where you find these auto shops. You've seen them all over. I went to the one in Olathe, but they're everywhere. They really walk you right through what's going on with your car. They will take time to explain how and why the problem occurred. They will even send you color photos of the spot in your car where whatever it is that's going wrong is going wrong. They're not going to pull a photo off the internet. You will get color photos of your car showing the damage that needs to be repaired. It really puts you in the driver's seat of auto repair. You know what else they'll do? They're very respectful of your time at Christian Brothers Automotive. They will offer to drive you home while your car is being serviced and pick you up when the repairs are complete. To find a location nearest you and schedule that appointment, visit ChristianBrothersAuto.com. ChristianBrothersAuto.com.
Rod Babcock here. I hope you're enjoying this Dana and Parks podcast. While you're listening to it, keep in mind this is a podcast. Please don't call me, okay? Don't call the station. I know he's giving out the number, but I'm not there, and I don't care.
The blonde waitresses take their trays, spin around, and they cross the floor.
All right, since we last left you, things have changed in New York. They're now saying it is a deliberate act. They are not saying terrorism. The death toll is now at 6. It has jumped from 2 when we left you just a few minutes ago. Let's check back in with ABC News.
NYPD, they sometimes can help with the crime scene. Let's just say they have intelligence on the suspect in question. They could talk about that. So there are a number of reasons from a support standpoint why the FBI would be there.
And Brad, do you think there's any chance that the FBI would say, as our Aaron Katursky mentioned it, and he's covered many incidents like this, it seemed to him that it was a pretty quick decision by the NYPD to say terrorism was not a factor here. Would the FBI say, let's take a minute, let's go over this again and make sure we can rule that out?
Well, yeah, eventually. But, again, you're going to need more facts maybe than what they know this short time after the event. Now, things can go together quickly. You've got a bad guy or a guy that's a suspect in this case that, let's say, for example, he's a known person. He's a known person connected to some extremist group. I mean, all those things obviously then raise the profile of what this is. But. Of course, none of us have heard that any of the above is true. So we'll just have to see. I just don't know that we'll know the answer to this puzzle in the next few minutes.
ABC News contributor, former FBI agent Brad Garrett with us as we continue watching Lower Manhattan, where at least 2 people are dead, multiple people injured, a pickup truck plowed into a couple of bicyclists and people on a pedestrian path as well. We don't know the extent of the injuries or how many people have been hurt at this point. It's a very active scene in Lower Manhattan. Also with us is ABC law enforcement consultant Rich Frankel. Rich, you know New York well. This is a city that thankfully has been spared a lot of bad headlines recently, although we did have an incident not too long ago in Times Square that was similar to this and that a car hit a bunch of people. Does it surprise you that we don't hear about more incidents like this one in New York?
Yes and no. Steve had said, a lot of people, a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, and, people get angry, and while there are a lot of arguments, it seems that they get diffused very, very quickly. This one, if it was an argument, it just got out of hand. We really won't know more until we get further down the line. As far as the FBI being involved, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force has a threat squad, and that threat squad, it's their job to respond to these type of incidents. And find out what it is that caused this. Working with NYPD, there are many NYPD detectives on the squad. They will go there. They'll figure out the reason for the incident. If it looks like that it's not terrorism, as Brad said, they'll go back to where they came from and basically wait for the next one and go investigate other terrorism matters. But if this has any inkling of being terrorism, they will stay there and they will work with the squads to figure out if, in fact, it is terrorism, if it is not terrorism. You know, they will not leave that stone unturned until there is a determination made.
ABC's law enforcement consultant Rich Frankel with us, and we are getting new numbers from the city of New York. Now, at least five are dead, according to the city, perhaps a dozen injured or more. So this is turning into an even deadlier event than we first started. Five people dead, at least perhaps a dozen injured. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live near the scene in Lower Manhattan. Aaron?
It appears somebody drove onto the bike path along the West Side Highway here in a sprawling scene, struck and killed now at least five people. Several others have been injured, maybe a dozen or so injured. And then the suspect got out of that vehicle, Scott, and was shot by police. His condition is not immediately clear. Mayor de Blasio has just arrived on scene to get briefed. We understand New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is on his way to the scene to get briefed by officials. The exact motive isn't clear yet, but the authorities have responded with significant power here. A number of emergency vehicles, officers have been seen with long guns out, although their posture now does not suggest that there is any ongoing threat.
But people are still being told, Aaron, to stay away from a very large scene in Lower Manhattan, a large area.
It started a ways north from here, Scott, along the West Side Highway, when this truck somehow jumped into the bike lane. It's a pedestrian, you know, jogging and biking path that runs the length of the Hudson River and the West Side Highway. The truck jumps off the highway portion onto the bike pedestrian path. Strikes and kills five people at least and injures about a dozen or so others. And it's not exactly clear why all of this happened.
And Aaron, we're starting to see
that
some
is continuing tweets. Coverage there from ABC News Radio. They're saying five dead. CNN, MSNBC both saying six dead, 15 injured. Just to paint the picture, if I can, everybody keeps saying a truck. It is a Home Depot
the
rental
kind you,
truck.
Yeah, the kind you rent with the open back steel bed.
Yeah.
For,
not a big truck. It's a pickup truck
projects
with a steel
around
bed.
Your house.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it's like $19.95 an hour, a day, or whatever it is. I don't know. That's the kind of truck. That is the truck that was used. And CNN, MSNBC, both reporting that six people have been killed, 15 people have been injured. In Lower Manhattan, this is just north of the World Trade Center site. For those of you familiar with New York, it's near 9A Highway on the west side. Not ready to say terrorism. I don't know what else you would call it. If nothing else, it's domestic terrorism.
You know, it's interesting police were able to get there quickly enough, or there was an officer nearby close enough to that horror that was unfolding that they were able to shoot and wound this driver. He is undergoing surgery right now.
576-7798. Somebody in the text line said this has the hallmarks of ISIS. Yeah, maybe. But a truck, and I know we'll have more on this in just a moment with Kara Markser, a truck went off the highway, went down a bike path, plowed through a bike and jogging trail in Lower Manhattan. CNN reporting six dead, 15 injured. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
And we'll have the latest on this incident in New York City coming up.
We might get a few showers this afternoon. Our temperature stays in the 40s for tonight. A few showers in the evening and then partly cloudy overnight. Low drops down to the mid-30s for tomorrow. No rain or snow, mostly cloudy though, and a little bit warmer. Afternoon high, mid-50s. Around 50 and cloudy on Wednesday night. We're in the mid-60s, warming up a little bit more on Thursday with a little more sunshine. Partly sunny on Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
36 now in KCI. It's 37 in Lee's Summit, 38 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
right, let me do this. Yes, we are following developments in Gardner-Edgerton. We're still trying to piece that story together. Those of you who live there know what we're talking about. Those of you who don't, we're working on it. We are also following developing news out of New York City. Breaking news this afternoon, and it changes quickly. Now they're saying up to 6 dead, 15 injured. MSNBC is now saying authorities are investigating this now as a possible terrorist incident. A truck, it was a Home Depot delivery truck. Think of when you go to Home Depot, the trucks that they rent to you for $19, and it has a flatbed. You can take your washer, dryer, or your whatever you bought, your lawnmower, and you can use that truck to get it to your house. It's that kind of a truck that was used to plow down.
Along 7 blocks, Scott. This was not a couple of cyclists he hit. He jumped the barrier somehow off of the highway into the bike lane.
Highway 9A.
For up to 7 blocks. Now, MSNBC just showed some video. Apparently, after he crashed the truck, they were saying he didn't seem to have a plan. He hops out of that truck, and he's kind of roaming around with a gun. You can clearly see a gun in his hand. No, it's a smaller gun.
It's a handgun?
And that's apparently when a police officer shot him. And we know that he is in surgery now. We do not have an update on his condition.
All right, let's check in real quick with ABC News in New York.
Blocked off. We are about 2 blocks from where the incident happened. We're hearing, again, at least 6 dead, perhaps a dozen injured. I've just been looking at a piece of video that was given to us by somebody who witnessed part of this incident. A man running around in the street, apparently running away from authorities with what appeared to be something in his hand. It appeared to be a gun. That is all the information we have. This video here, we're being told that authorities are going to update us at 5:15 p.m. Eastern.
ABC's Lindsay Janis in Lower Manhattan, 5:15 Eastern, is roughly 45 minutes from now. She's describing the scene, describing a suspect running away with something in his hand. If this is the person in question, then police say that it turned out that was some sort of imitation firearm. Police fired shots and took out the suspect. His condition is not clear, but the suspect's in custody after running down several people, according to eyewitnesses. 6 people at least are dead, a dozen people injured, and the emergency response continues to be massive in Lower Manhattan with several blocks shut down, leading into what not long from now would be Halloween and trick-or-treaters going out in this area that where there are schools, there's a community college, it's residential, there are businesses as well. It's a densely packed neighborhood in Lower Manhattan. We don't know what the nature of the response is at this point. The FBI is on the scene. It appears that there is no longer a threat to the people in the area, but so much of the area remains shut down. We surmise it's because they are piecing together what happened. They are talking to witnesses, trying to figure out exactly what determined this. There are some reports that 2 drivers were in some sort of quarrel, and that eventually led to this, but we don't know for sure. Pretty early on, the NYPD said they don't believe this was a terror incident unfolding in Lower Manhattan today. Is ABC's Aaron Katursky with us? He's been down there. He's not on the line with us now as he talks to people, tries to get closer to the scene. ABC's Brad Garrett is on the line, our contributor and former FBI agent. So we've learned, Brad, some things that I don't know that we necessarily can put them together to form any sort of puzzle yet. The bit about the Home Depot truck, a rental truck being used in this. The fact that the suspect got out of the truck after hitting people holding an imitation firearm and then was shot by police. Do you make anything of these details?
Well, let's go backwards a little ways. So the Home Depot truck, did the guy who got shot in custody, whatever the answer is, is he the guy who rented the truck? Is the truck stolen? That's a good starting point. You need answers to that. Why did he run? Well, I can think of a number of reasons not terrorism related, i.e. he's illegal. He's wanted. He panicked. And, you know, he just obviously committed a horrendous act and was, so he took off running. So again, we don't know his motivation. You don't want to draw too many conclusions until you know the answers to those questions, just like we don't know, as we've talked a number of times in the last few minutes, you know, did this really start as road rage? Because we hear that, but we don't really know that. Again, there should be cameras and witnesses to support that contention.
And the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, is on the scene getting briefed by the NYPD. The governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, also down there. And witnesses are all over the place talking to members of the media, certainly talking to law enforcement as well as they piece this together. Brad, you've gone through some of the questions that law enforcement are asking, some of the questions that need to be answered before we can figure out exactly what's happening here, what led to this incident with six people dead, a dozen injured in Lower Manhattan. Moving forward, to go back to the discussion we were having not too long ago, do they revisit these discussions about, looking for ways to make bikeways, bike paths, jogging paths safer, or do you have to accept that this is the nature of life in a big city like this one?
Well, I think you have to generally accept that that's the nature of life, because there's just literally no way you could block all the sidewalks off. You can't totally eliminate the threat. You just have to minimize and be realistic about what you can. Like, I believe Aaron described this bike path, jogging path, walking path that does have bollards or something up to protect it from the highway, but where the entrance is to it, where this guy allegedly entered, maybe was too wide. They're going to have to figure out probably how to tighten that up where a truck would run into a bollard, but a bicycle wouldn't, to get on the path. You could do things like that. So, but beyond that, I mean, it just becomes, you know, I know people don't like hearing this, but you just, it's just not realistic to think, and people wouldn't like the looks of it. I mean, one of the problems when you get into sort of what they call target hardening areas is that it takes on a different look. I mean, you don't go to Central Park to jog, to picnic, to have fun when you're working around a lot of, you know, ugly bollards and security things. It sort of kills the moment to a certain extent. So anyway, it's a balance, obviously, a balance of public safety versus, you know, what the venue is there for. But don't expect to see some massive response where you're going to see barricades or bollards placed massively around the city, because I just don't think it's realistic.
ABC News consultant, former FBI agent Brad Garrett with us as we now learn seven people are dead. At least seven people are dead in Lower Manhattan when the driver of a Home Depot rental truck made what police are now calling a purposeful turn onto the jogging and biking path from the West Side Highway, the major route that goes along the west side of Manhattan. They're calling it a purposeful turn made by this driver in this Home Depot truck. Home Depot acknowledges it's one of theirs. They're cooperating with the investigation. We don't know if this is the person who rented the truck, how he got it, but he was driving it when he turned onto that jogging and biking path. Also, there are reports that he exited the car holding something in his hand. Police later said that was an imitation firearm. They shot him. That person's in custody. His condition is not known. Live on the scene, or on the scene in Lower Manhattan, is ABC's Jim Hoffer.
We are on Chambers Street and a different location than where Josh was. But, you know, it is really starting to make more sense here that road rage is not likely to be involved here, because you have to ask yourself just logically, road rage, what would put this driver on a crowded bike path if he was mad at someone in an automobile? So that just doesn't seem to be adding up. Also, we now have, we're hearing, you know, that the death count and the injury count is really starting to move upward. Also, that's not surprising, because we think about the many blocks that this played out on this afternoon. It was around 3 o'clock, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And I use this bike path and this jogging path a lot, at least 2-3 times a week. It is fantastic. It's one of the most crowded, tourist-driven areas in the city. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this bike path would have been packed with bicyclists, packed with joggers, packed with families walking up and down this path. So I am not surprised that, in fact, if this car entered onto this bike path up near Houston and West, entered there, and then went the whole way down to Chambers, we counted it. That is about 10 blocks. So if this car, even for a portion of that, was on that crowded bike path at 3:10 in the afternoon, believe me, there would be many injuries, and that's what it looks like, even quite a few fatalities now that we're learning. The other thing that we noticed, it's that the truck, it's everyone.
Right, ABC News reporting now that the death toll is at 7 in Lower Manhattan. This is no longer considered to be a road rage incident. This is, as MSNBC reported, a possible terrorist attack in Lower Manhattan, about 10 short city blocks north of the World Trade Center, west side of Manhattan.
He was also shooting, Scott. The New York Daily News is reporting a police officer was apparently shot, suffered a minor injury. He's been hospitalized. This man plowed into a school bus. There's a photo on the New York Daily News website. Look at that. Slammed into a school bus and another car, because you see the damage on the front end of that Home Depot truck. Slammed into a bus. The injuries there appear to be minor. One of the high school students on the bus said, "We thought the guns were fake and it was some kind of Halloween prank." Classman Alif Raham says, "We heard 4 to 6 gunshots and then saw 2 bodies covered with blankets by the NYPD. A child was seen sitting on the lap of an adult wearing a neck brace. We all heard the gunfire," said witness Michael Corbin, who works nearby. "I heard distinctively 5 shots in quick succession."
Fox News is reporting, they say at least 6 dead. ABC News is now reporting 7 dead after suspect crashes truck in Lower Manhattan, jumps out, and shouts, "Allah Akbar."
No. That's from Shepard Smith on Fox News.
576-7798.
I saw, and I said this off the air, the man wandering around with the gun after the crash had a very long beard. And I said, God, I hope this is not
what we all think it is. 576-7798. Great question that was just asked to the ABC News FBI correspondent or expert. Is this the new normal? And he said, well, what are we going to do? Put bollards up everywhere? People go to Central Park because it's open, because it's easy to access, because
it's the only green space in New York.
Well, yeah, true. But what are we going to do? Put bollards up everywhere so that cars can't get onto bike paths? Is this the new normal? ABC News reporting 7 dead, more than a dozen injured, after a man in a Home Depot rental truck plows 10 blocks of a bike path on the west side of Lower Manhattan. 7 dead, at least. Shepard Smith on Fox News reporting, when the gunman jumped out of the truck, he shouted, "Allah Akbar." Wish we were talking about something else today, guys. 576-7798. You know, something's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. I've been out there countless times. Dale's a friend. I've watched his crews at work, and I can say without question how good they are. They're the best. They're the best in the business. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. Call them today, 816-228-1855, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Yeah.
texters, I would caution you.
Everyone's saying, how'd they get over here? The Boston Bombers were from here.
Texters, I would caution you before we jump to conclusions.
People are screaming, build a wall, keep them out. I guarantee you he's from here.
Well, we don't know that.
Radicalized here, I guarantee it.
We don't know that yet. But 3494, I'm cautioning you. Take a step back from the ledge. 3494 writes, this is the new normal that liberals have fought for. That's not true. Every time they fight a travel ban, extreme vetting, other security measures we could be talking or taking to prevent people like this from coming here. Instead, they want to import them en masse. It's time to look at the screen and own it.
You mean like a roundup? Like inter them in internment camps?
I text her 3494. I don't know what you want. First of all, we do not know where this person was from. We do not know if he was an American or if he was recently traveling to the United States. We do not know if he was white. We do not know if he was Middle Eastern or black. We don't know. We will find out shortly, I'm sure. And stop it. With all due respect, guys, this is serious in the sense that this is breaking news. CNN and now MSNBC both reporting that it is being investigated as a terrorism attack. But stop it with the it's time to ban trucks argument. It's not funny when you have seven people dead in New York City. I get your argument. People, whenever there's a shooting, say we need to ban guns. Now that we've had this, you're saying, well, we need to ban trucks. And I get it. It's a joke. But on a day like this, it's not funny.
It's an extraordinarily weak argument, and it is not funny.
Stop. Guys, stop. I'm being serious.
The things people fail to realize is that trucks have a primary purpose, and that primary purpose is for driving. Guns do not have any other primary purpose.
Yes, well, they do, but I don't do that. Don't turn this into a gun debate.
The purpose of a truck is driving, not killing.
Some people would argue the purpose of a gun is to hunt or self-protection. I mean, it's not to go out and mow down 58 people in Las Vegas. That's not the point of a gun. However, calm down. We have seven people dead in New York.
Scores injured.
At least 15 people injured.
A police officer shot. A bus rammed.
Let's all breathe, okay? Breathe and step back from the ledge.
There's that video of him with the gun, Scott. Look.
Well, I hope it hurt. I hope it hurt real bad. But is this the new normal? And don't tell me this is the normal liberals want. Or I'm not even a liberal. I'm an anti-liberal. But even I would say this is not the normal that liberals want. That is just divisive, partisan, hack, crap. That's what that is.
Look at him just roaming around.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, the death toll ticks up as a truck plows down a bike path in New York City. We'll have the latest details next.
You know, my mom and dad came into town over the weekend and loved that garage floor. Seal once KC came in, put in that gorgeous permanent polymer decorative coating on the garage floor. It is so easy to keep clean that I'm not worried about winter getting here and all the water and muck and gunk that comes off of your car and lands on that garage floor, because you just whisk it out and the floor still looks brand new. It looks amazing. Non-slip, comes in a variety of cool colors. And listen, if you've ever thought about sealing your driveway, your deck, your fence, any indoor or outdoor concrete surface, now is the time to get on the schedule with Seal Once KC. You do not want to wait till winter gets here. Mention Dana, you're going to get 20% off. Check them out online, sealoncekc.com, or call them today. Get on the schedule now, 816-942-3927, 816-942-3927, or sealoncekc.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.